The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools of the mind-body connection for health and happiness. And a very warm welcome from me, your host, Dr. Phil Parker, to this episode. Hi, Dr. Phil here. If you've been watching this series, you'll know we're talking about long COVID. So far, we've looked at the stats, the definition, we've looked at the nervous system. Now we're looking at this particular subdivision of the nervous system called the autonomic nervous system. It's the bit that's not really mostly within our conscious control. It happens, just happens. You know, we blush, we get goosebumps, our digesting happens. It just seems to happen. But it is our brain that's making it happen. The autonomic nervous system has two parts. The first is called the sympathetic nervous system, and that makes it sound very nice. It is kind of nice, but its job is to respond to threat and stress by either making us run away or freezing or fighting. And it produces huge amounts of energy and neurological activity in all sorts of parts of our body. So our heart, our leg muscles, it affects blood flow throughout our body. That's the sympathetic. The other part is the parasympathetic, which is all about calming down, relaxing, nurturing, healing. And when we're in parasympathetic activity, we're more about just chilling out, recovering, nurturing. And these two sections are kind of constantly on and off, switching on and off depending on what's going on. So we have a nice meal, that's probably more parasympathetic. We do digestion. Maybe we go out on the street and a car nearly crashes into us and we get into stress. That's sympathetic. The parasympathetic goes down, and then we realize we're okay, and we have a hug from our partner and we feel good again. So it's constantly going up and down and in balance. And this is one of the problems with trying to address issues within the autonomic nervous system. Drugs don't work very well. Medication is too blunt an instrument. You take a pill in the morning, well, your systems are going to go up and down depending on what's going on. So we need different kind of interventions, and we'll be talking about some of those. So I'll talk more about the autonomic nervous system and what these two different things can do and how this might be important in health in the next one. The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools and the mind-body connection for health and happiness. If you'd like to know more, please visit us at lightningprocess.co.uk.